Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Suzanne Quadley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. A statewide flex alert takes effect today from 4 in the afternoon till 9 in the evening. The state's power grid manager anticipates a surge in demand due to high temperatures. The California Independent System Operator, CAISO, says during the flex alert, you should pre-cool your home in the early afternoon, then set your thermostat to 78 degrees and avoid using major appliances during the late afternoon and early evening, and turn off any unnecessary lights. Los Angeles is on pace this year to exceed last year's record number of hate crimes. Data from the Los Angeles Police Department during January to June was crunched by the USC data journalism outlet Crosstown. It found an increase in hate crimes, including against people who are LGBTQ. Tara Russell Slavin is with the Los Angeles LGBT Center.
We are in a time with incredible polarization and an uptick in blatant anti-LGBTQ and anti-transgender specific rhetoric in our communities and media and in legislative, bodies across the country. And so I think that has an impact.
Slavin says police data only capture a portion of hate crimes against LGBTQ people. She says keys to prevention are affirmation, acceptance, education, and survivor advocacy. A third person has been charged with murder in connection with the shooting death earlier this month of an off-duty officer from Monterey Park. 18-year-old Gerardo Magallanes is facing one count each of murder, shooting at an occupied vehicle, and unlawful firearm activity. His alleged role in the crimes has not been disclosed by authorities. There's no information yet on how much time he could face if convicted of all the charges. His co-defendant, Carlos Del Cid, could face life in prison without parole if convicted. Meantime, details on the 17-year-old suspected getaway driver have not been released. Masks and weekly COVID-19 tests are no longer required for students in the Los Angeles Unified School District, but county health officials are encouraging students to continue following those rules. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer recommends testing students who've been exposed to the virus, who are symptomatic, or recently traveled.
We do encourage people to take, again, a sensible step to protect each other. As schools reopened, we gave out enough kits for all students to be able to get tested either right before they return to school or within the first week of returning to school.
Ferrer reports about one out of every three students between 5 and 11 is fully vaccinated. Annual passes for Disneyland go on sale tomorrow, but they are only available to existing pass holders looking to renew, with prices ranging from $450 to $1,600, an increase of $50 to $200, and none of the passes, including the priciest one, allows visitors during the last week and a half of December. The annual passes also do not guarantee entrance into the park. Disney requires guests to make reservations for the day they would like to visit, and the theme park limits the number of pass holders allowed each day. An exhibit in downtown Los Angeles that spotlights the food of Mexican and indigenous grandmothers has been given a grant to expand its reach. $500,000 from the National Endowment for the Humanities goes to two USC professors behind the multimedia oral history project. Sarah Portnoy helped create Voces de las Abuelas, which features a documentary, kitchen artifacts, and recipes.
These women's food stories tell about so much more than just the dish they prepared for us that day, right? We end up talking about migration, being undocumented, being separated from family, domestic abuse comes into play. I mean, many other themes as people talk about their food memories. It brings up so many other connected stories as well.
The professors say they plan to expand their documentary work to Abuelas and their food in border cities. All babies need human touch, especially babies in the neonatal ICUs. Children's Hospital Los Angeles is collaborating with the Koala Corps Initiative to help expand its cuddler program, where volunteers help with babies whose parents can't be in the hospital all the time. Koala Corps was started by Dan and Sierra Granger after their daughter spent 6 months in the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit. They are now raising funds and looking for volunteers to make the cuddler program a permanent fixture at the hospital. The manager of volunteer services at the hospital is Roseby Lamb.
For me, as manager of this program, it's really inspiring to see the efforts of a grateful patient family impact our services for the benefit of other families at CHLA.
Lamb says that volunteers will undergo rigorous screening and training. If you'd like to volunteer, you're invited to go to the hospital's website, which is chla.org. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm inviting you, meantime, to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.